Good morning. 00 hours. 72 degrees.
FABRD.
Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Rain. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees.
WAFFR mobile and monitoring.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 67 degrees.
KE8ZMQ mobile. Echo AGAT Sierra Charlie, anyone using the frequency? Kilo Echo AGAT Sierra Charlie, 10-9, give me a signal report, please.
Calling station, this is Alpha Delta 8 Charlie Japan, and your signal is fine, and I'm in the Lapeer area here. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir. I am headed north, and another Flint gave me this frequency, but it had a really good coverage along the I-75 corridor, and I'm heading to the Mackinac Bridge for the first time in 40 years of living in Michigan. So I'm just making contacts along the way. Good morning, sir.
Yes, indeed. This I'm on the 14662 machine here in Lapeer, but we are linked up across the state. So it's the Central Michigan Emergency Network, CMEN. And I don't know what it's linked up to right this very moment, but generally you should be able to get where you're going and still be able to talk to people, you know, down on the southern shores of like Lake Michigan or Lake Huron over here, kind of where I'm at. Yeah, it covers quite a bit of the state. Go ahead.
You know, I figured I'd ask for this information. Maybe you'd know, and I probably should have done this research myself before I left, but do you know of any similar networks that are linked up in the Upper Peninsula? That's what I'm looking for to program in here to have in case.
I don't know of anything offhand, but I do happen to be sitting in front of a computer here, so I can do a few minutes of looking and see what kind of repeaters are up there. I've been up the UP in about 5 years. I lied. We went up there a couple months ago, but we only did like a small day trip up to Tacoma on and back. So I didn't really do any radio playing on that trip. But let me look up some stuff here, and I'll see if there's anything. I doubt there's going to be any linked up repeaters, but it's kind of a narrow piece of the state there, so you may just find a couple of repeaters that will give you some decent coverage, you know, up on a hill or whatever. Let me take a look real quick, and I'll let you know.
Just so you're aware, the place that I'm going is called Fiborne Quarry, F-I-D-O-R-N. I'm a caver, so I'm going up there to take care of the karst preserve that's up there for the first time. So, obviously, cell service is bad up there. So, it's kind of part of the reason I got into radio to begin with was emergency.
Okay, yeah. Let me do a little bit of looking here. Like I said, it looks like Mackinac County. So, I will. I'll just plug that in for you here and see what we can find.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. You know, if this repeater happens to be linked with the 14664, because he gave me credentials for that too, and when I keyed up, I didn't get a repeater tone, so I don't know if that one actually worked.
Let me look. I think it is. I'll put it on there on mine. I don't even know where that is, though. Is that in Flint? All right, go ahead.
Guy who told me about it said it was in West Branch.
You know, I bet it is. I can give you the list of frequencies there, too, but I know you're driving, but, you know, we'll get it figured out.
I got it as an offset of, was it, -6, and the PL tone the guy gave me was 107, but I don't think that's right. Because I ended up looking it up, and I programmed it in really quick. This is a newer radio for me, so I'm kind of learning how to program it, and, it didn't key up the repeater like it did on this one, but maybe I'm just too far from it. That's also possible, I guess.
Yeah, that's possible. Let me look up, I'm just clicking on Michigan here, and give me 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the only repeater in West Branch I found is 146940, and that's a 103.5 PL tone. And it looks like it's probably, minus 600 hertz is the reverse.
Yeah, that's how I have it programmed in, but maybe I just programmed something in wrong, put the tone in the wrong place or something. I'll fix it.
And then there's a lot of digital, like, linked systems, but I don't, I don't see any that are like up in the UP area. So I have a linked repeater system here. That's the Northern Michigan. It's called the Northern Michigan Linked Repeater System, or something to that effect. It has Traverse City, Petoskey, Lake Leelanau, Sheboygan, Mayo, Sault Ste. Marie, and Mackinac City. There's like 10 different repeaters in there. I give you the one. I guess I'm trying to figure out what's going to be closest to where you're going to be.
I'd imagine Sault Ste. Marie would probably be the best.
Yeah, so Sault Ste. Marie is 145.43, or 145.430, and it's 107.2 PL tone, and it's negative 6 offset.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, they told me that there's no cell service up there, and, like, I'm kind of newer to this whole just traveling by myself kind of deal, and the guy's like, you got to turn left on this road. There's a rock, and then there's this other road that it doesn't have a sign, but you'll notice this tree, and I'm like, Jesus, I'm going to die up here.
Yes, sir. That is the UP for you. No, you'll find your way. They, like, literally, if you go north or south for from any point, except for very few sections way out west, you'll hit the coast in, like, under 30 miles, I would say. So if you can just stay going north or stay going south, you'll find either US-2 or I think it's like M-22 or something up there on the northern coast. I can't remember. It's been a while since I actually paid attention to the roads. I did drive to Tequamanon, like I said, a couple weeks ago. That's a very well-traveled area, and it I didn't have any trouble finding cell service. And the area you're going to be in is like by Trout Lake.
Good
Trout
morning.
Lake is not a huge town, but it's a reasonable sized town for the UP up there.
69.
I spent a lot of time
degrees.
In Navin Way, which is like a little bump off the bottom of the UP up there, and you'll find your way around. It's not going to be that difficult. You probably won't get killed by a bear or anything. You'll be all right. But hey, I got to run real quick here, so I got to join a call here at work. But I will keep an ear out for you if you're looking for more info later. AD8CJ, and I'll be clear on your final.
Thank you, AD8CJ. This is I'm going to give you my GMRS. This is Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Sierra Charlie Mobile, and I'm monitoring. Thank you, sir. Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Sierra Charlie Mobile monitoring, heading north on I-75. Anybody out there? Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Sierra Charlie, I am monitoring this frequency.
Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 73 degrees.
W8YRC testing. N8XP. N8XP, W8YRC.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. 72 degrees.
this is WACJ, here at this frequency.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours, cloudy, 70 degrees.
AS8, EWT, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy. 79 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 80 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 77 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 75 degrees.
Kilo Fox 8 Alpha Golf Uniform. Kilo Fox 8 Alpha Golf Uniform. Anybody out there for a radio check?
Good evening, 21 hours, partly cloudy, 71 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 68 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly clear, 67 degrees.